So today we thought we'd do something a tiny bit different. We're going to talk a little bit about, I suppose, revisit some of the stuff we talked about a few weeks ago, and then talk to you about some kind of some news and some things that we wanted to change with the way we do stuff at the Living Room. It's been an interesting journey. So I think it was back in, what year was it we started? So we've been
17.
Doing the 2017 we started doing the Living Room. So in September this year, it'll be 7 years since we started. And it's been a really exciting journey. Don't worry, we're not about to announce that we're leaving and you've got to... It sounds like that, doesn't it?
Does it?
No, we're not doing that.
I didn't think
sorry that. If you're disappointed. but it's been a really interesting journey. We've kind of started in our physical living room just over the road with just a handful of people, and we knew when we started that it was always going to be like that in the beginning, that it was never going to be something. I remember some really kind, lovely, encouraging friends saying, you're never going to fit everyone in your house. And I remember saying to Han, we are going to fit everyone in the house because it's really hard to jump into something that is completely unknown and is completely new. And we were really fortunate that there was a handful of people that said, actually, this really resonates with us. And the way we started was we put a blog out, didn't we? You wrote a blog. Well, we tried to write a blog together, and we quickly realised that Han was the creative writer out of the two of us. Mine just looked like I was trying to inform people of things, which wasn't particularly creative or as engaging. So we wrote this blog, didn't we, and just put it out there and said, look, on this day, we're going to be in the living room. In our living room, if you want to come and join us. We explained the concept of how it works, which we did a few months ago when we talked about this kind of stuff. But I think the challenge for us has been, we're going to read you a little snippet of the blog in a moment, but the challenge has been where we came from, what we felt God called us to in the beginning was to do something different to what we'd already known, do something that we hadn't seen before. And I think the reality was our life in our previous church, as exciting and as dynamic as that was and as fulfilling as it was in lots of ways, it was incredibly busy. And that wasn't necessarily a bad thing. But I think coming out of it, we were like, man, our entire lives have been centered around being at church all the time. So we didn't have any friends who didn't go to church. Didn't have any.
Well, we had a few.
We had
just
acquaintances.
Didn't have time. We just didn't have
Yeah,
time
we had acquaintances, but I wouldn't have called them friends. Really, just people that we knew. And do you know what? When you start asking yourself questions and you step away from the busyness of what some people term ministry, and serving on teams and being at everything that's kind of possible to be at, you realise that there's not much space for anything else in your life. And I think we then spent this kind of 9-month period where we just said to God, right, well, let's unpick and unlearn loads of stuff that we've acquired over our whole lives of being both brought up in really positive Christian families. I have to say that because my mum and dad are here. If they weren't here, I'd be dishing the actual truth. Next week. They're not here next week, so let's dig into that. No, we both had really positive experiences of being in church and growing up in church and loved it. It was such a normal part of our lives. But I think the challenge was we wanted to start something that said to people, look, it doesn't matter kind of where you're at, how you feel, what you've been through, especially if you've been burnt by church or struggled with church or had a crisis of faith where you felt like you could no longer fit in a place. We wanted to create this environment where people felt first and foremost safe to come along, whatever they thought. And as Sadie said at the start, which is a reminder that we're still talking the same language, it doesn't matter if you've got loads of doubts or whether you're kind of riding on the crest of a wave at the minute. You come as you are and you're accepted as you are. But I think one of the challenges with that is we tried to work out how do we grow this thing whilst understanding the expectation on people and demands on people was something that actually was quite a trigger and quite difficult for us. And I think it's been an interesting process over the last few months as we've gone back and revisited the vision. We've looked at the blog again, haven't we, and wondered about that. And I suppose the reality is what we want to do today is we want to talk about how we want to change a few things for us in the way that this works. Because the reality is for the last 6.5 years, we've had some brilliant people around us helping us to do this. But largely, it's ended up falling on our shoulders to carry the whole thing. And I'll be dead honest with you, we were scared about putting anything like a team together because of what it meant for us in our previous experiences of church and other people's previous experiences of church. I'll be brutally honest with you, I was scared that people would turn around and go, no, I don't want anything to do with it. I just want to be able to stand back, not have anything expected of me. And I think, to be honest, one of the biggest challenges for me is we revisited the vision a couple of months ago, and we talked about, when we did the Sunday service here, we talked about this whole point of, do you know what, it doesn't matter if you can't come every week. And actually, I felt like Han really challenged me, and God really challenged me on, we've spoken this narrative for years, and it's important that people don't feel like they're being judged by their attendance, right? That's really important. But the reality is, it's been so challenging to gain momentum and to build a community when we're basically saying to people, it doesn't matter if you don't come.
It really matters.
And it really matters. Because do you know what we've realised? We miss people. We miss faces. We miss the colour that they bring into the room. And when they're not here, we lack something. Because they're not bringing their contribution to the community. Now, the interesting thing is we want to still make sure that people feel safe to go, do you know what, my life is crazy, it's hectic. I can only manage to turn up at random points. If that's what people need to do, amazing. You come along, we will create a space where you don't feel like you're made to feel lesser than because you can't make it every week. But do you know what, we also feel passionate about creating a community that says when people drop in like that, there's a consistency and there's a foundation that exists here that means they know what they're going to be turning up to. They know there's going to be friendly faces. They know there's going to be that welcome. There's going to be that acceptance. There's going to be that refuge kind of experience that we want to be able to provide for people. So where we've got to, it's a bit of a long-winded way of saying, where we've got to is we finally feel after 6.5 years like we really need a team of people around us to be able to help us to do that stuff. Do you want to
nice
talk about that?
Might be a nice time to interject with this bit. So, when I wrote this blog 6-7 years ago, I remember just feeling absolutely free to dream. And this sense of excitement and joy at what was ahead of us. But we obviously knew we didn't want to do something unless it was God, basically. We didn't want to just try and get as many people as we possibly could. We knew we wanted to do it thoughtfully, carefully, and in a considered way. So I went back and read the blog and I thought, I actually think we've kind of done that. But the first paragraph was quite interesting for me, and that's where I feel like there's a bit of a connection now to where we are now. So I'll just read the first paragraph to you, and then I'll send this out on the chat later so you can have a good read if you want to. But it says, I often wonder how we got here, how we got to a place where life feels like wine and the water of everyday living refreshes the soul with its clarity and purity. Why am I going to cry?
Why?
I'm fine. Everything's fine. It's quite a deep connection, though, I think. It feels like we've been given a blank page that we dare not touch or write on unless he says so. And whatever our ideas, whatever our dreams, we cannot fill the space unless he ordains it. It's an invigorating place to be, where breathing deeply is commonplace and freedom runs with us like a child at the playground.
Sorry.
And God has given this. God has given us this for our pleasure, to enjoy and be fully present in. A place where there is hope and refuge and purpose. Those are the words at the centre of the page and there for everyone. And it feels like that blank page that we dare not write on. We knew at that time the words were refuge, hope and purpose. And we didn't want to write or add anything to that until it felt like we were kind of being told to. And when I say being told to, I don't mean God shouted down to us, now's your time, now's the time to do it. We just started to feel like we need more people alongside us. We need people to carry the weight with us. And we didn't know quite how to do that. We've had times where we've had meetings, we've got around the table, we've talked things through, we've shared ideas, and those kind of things will still happen at various different points. But we just felt like we wanted to put a bit of a team together that sort of shared the weight alongside us, and that we knew that anyone who pops in or anyone who comes or goes, there's a few of us who are saying, this is, we're owning this, we are here to build this and to create a family and a community together. So
I think
that's where
I think the challenge has been, if COVID hadn't happened, yeah, we probably would have got to this point a few years earlier. But the difficulty for us, we created something 6.5 years ago and wanted it to be safe for people, especially if they come out of difficult church scenarios, so they could just rest and recover and heal, right? But the problem is, at what point do you go, oh, now you're healed, so now you can start doing more stuff now. We can expect more of you. It's really hard to do that. The problem is, COVID then happened, and it was like another scenario where we were almost like having to create a space where people didn't feel like they were suddenly under loads of pressure to do more stuff. So we had to wait again. So it feels like now we're at this point. So what we've done is we've spoken to a few different people who've been around in the living room for a while and who really get what we're all about. Now, the interesting thing is, we could have picked so many people from within this group who get what the living room is all about, who are so gifted and talented. But the challenge has been about how do we make sure this works for people in their lives and that people have the capacity to do it? Because the problem is, it'd be very easy for us to go along to people and say, could you help us do this? And people say, well, I really want to do that. And yes, I'll help. But actually, we're then stretching them beyond what is comfortable for them. So we've tried to be really respectful of making sure that we ask people who felt like they could do it and that they've got the capacity to do this as well. And it's not that we're asking these people to do loads of stuff.
No.
It's just we've deliberately got a simple model in the way that we do the living room. And we want to make sure that it doesn't dominate people's lives and completely overwhelm them. So what we're going to do is we're going to introduce you to the people who are going to be helping us. One of them isn't here.
She's running
a first half marathon. Becky Spears is one of the people who is going to be on the team with us. But she didn't realise it was the same date. She double booked. So she's done a little video, which we'll play, just to kind of give her little thoughts on it. But if Susie, Sadie, Penny and Jeff, do you want to just come and join us up here and grab a chair from the side? Give them a little round of applause.
Oh, yeah, can I come?
So even though I've just said everyone's names, do we want to just quickly go down the line and people just introduce themselves and maybe a little bit about yourself? I'm not going to go favourite pizza top or anything like that. We'll move beyond that, guys. Jeff, do you want to start for us?
Yep, Jeff McKenzie. I've been with you guys for about 4 years now, since Sandra, my wife, introduced me to the group. I'm here because it's re-established my connection with God, which I lost many years ago. So, and I love it.
Brilliant.
And I apologise, I'm on duty, so if my phone goes, I've got to go.
Cool.
I'm Susie Eildon, married to Toby, with Alfie. Alfie and Jade are our two children. I've been here about 4 years, I think.
Yeah.
And during the week, I'm a part-time supply teacher.
Cool.
I'm Penny Davies. I've sort of swapped allegiances from where I was somewhere in the middle of COVID lockdowns, from viewing one to viewing another. And I've just absolutely found my niche here because it just fits everything I was beginning to learn and discover. So it's wonderful here. I have a feeling I might have been asked because, you know, of an older age, thinking there might be some wisdom along with it. I think it just brings failing memory rather than wisdom. So I warn you.
We know we get wisdom. You might not say it, but Sadie, do you want to hear?
Yeah, so I'm Sadie Wild. And I think I started coming along to Living Room kind of COVID-y times. I can't really remember, but I've just kind of floated in. I've been friends with Hannah Rick for a very long time. They were my friends, some of my first friends in Lincoln when I moved here in 2000. I think I came here because, I don't know, it just feels like a safe place to be. To have a faith but also have some doubts but be part of a community and where it's simple and I don't feel kind of any pressure but love being a part of it and what it's about.
Cool. Yeah. Shall I do Becky's video?
Do Becky's video.
Big build up.
Video message to say hi and introduce myself. My name's Becky and I'm married to Patrick. We've got two little girls, Isabel and Phoebe. Sorry we can't be there this morning. Patrick and I are both running a half marathon, although he'll run it much faster than me, I'm sure. This is just a quick message to say hi and introduce myself to just say that I'm really happy to be part of the leadership team that Rick and Hannah have put together for the Living Room. We've been involved in the Living Room since it started, so I think 6 years ago now, maybe seven in September, I think. And we've been really excited to be part of the journey that the Living Room have been on and excited again to be part of the next stage in what we're doing. The Living Room's just always been a really peaceful and authentic and real place for us to be. So. It was not a difficult decision for me to say yes to being part of this leadership team. I'm really excited for the next stage of what we're going to do as a church. I'm just really happy to be part of it. Hope you all have a great morning. Thanks.
Cool. What a lovely colour wall as well. I think we do need to recognise that. So those are the people. And as we say, we could have asked so many people, but I think for us, it's this is just really important to be able to, because the reality is sometimes I think I've found over the years that we've kind of had loads of ideas of what we want to do, but we are so limited with our capacity that we're the stopper of making some of these things happen. And actually, if we had a team that we could discuss stuff with and work stuff through with, then maybe we could carry that stuff together and collectively we can make more happen. It's not to say that we're now going to suddenly launch this massive new vision and it's kind of, we've got loads of stuff in the pipeline. I just think we want to be able to dream a little bit more and be more effective at the way we support the people who come along to the Living Room, but also work out where can we make a difference and how can we effectively make a difference. And collectively, how can we do that? And the reality is we still need the input of everyone. Mm. And there's people who aren't here today who've got loads to bring as well. And we want to just create an environment where actually you haven't got... There's lots of connection points for you to be able to kind of give your kind of thoughts and perspective. And if you need help, there's many people now that you can come to. But one thing Becky talked about there was a little bit of why she said yes. And I just wondered if there was any kind of thoughts from you guys here, just a couple of thoughts maybe from a few of you. Just as to what was it when you, because I know, Jeff, you've already kind of touched on it and Penny touched on the impact that you feel that the Living Room has had on you. Do you want to kind of...
I just feel you're such pioneers that really I wanted to be there for support. That's all that I feel that I can bring to it, is that I just really want to support what you're doing, because it's just so different and vital, really. And you know, if I can be a part of that, I just want to be here. You know, I've seen you when you've been feeling a bit lower, and you know, you just need, if you like to consider me as a garden cane, I'll stand there and kind of, you know, support you. Or sit there. Sit there is probably more the case. So,
I'm going to say you're more of an RSJ. More of a steel beam than a garden cane.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, okay.
Cool. Oh, we're really grateful. Yeah.
Thank you, Penny.
Really grateful.
Jeff, what?
For me, I want to be able to help give back, and I want to see this grow. And I'm on a journey at the moment, which is really, for me, quite interesting. It, with coming back to God, and there's at the moment I can talk it, but I feel that I want to walk it a bit more, and I want to involve people in that journey and learn more, and just be here for you guys as well, when needed we're here, and that's it.
That's great. Thanks, Jeff.
Jeff's very good at cuddles, aren't you, Jeff?
Yeah.
He does, he gives great cuddles.
He's also very good at protection. If you're ever in trouble, Jeff a call. Sadie, you got anything to add?
I just say, like, I've already alluded to the fact that I've been your friends for a long time, and in that time I felt so supported and encouraged in our friendship over the years. And I guess that's what I want to do. I want to be an encouragement, like as the verse I spoke about this morning, spurring one another on and encouraging one another, and just being able to lighten the load. And I just think when you've got a team around you, we're stronger. We're stronger together. I'm sure that's some strap line or some political
hashtag
thing, wasn't
stronger
it?
Together.
Hashtag stronger together. So that's what I really want to bring that to you and lighten the load, and that people know that... you know, we're all available, and that you don't carry everything and carry the load. But I kind of had this little picture also of just all of us as a community, that we stand shoulder to shoulder. And as we create this team, it's not that we're suddenly higher than other people, because actually everybody's got something to contribute.
Absolutely.
And everything's got something to bring. Like you were doing the words this morning, like you have got just as much to contribute as everybody. And that actually we're still standing shoulder to shoulder together as a community, encouraging one another, spurring each other on. But there's also this element of a team around you, for us to be able to like move forward together and collectively.
Yeah. That's cool.
I really hope that we can kind of just create some ripples in a way that We all need each other. Nobody here is more important than anybody else, but everybody is really important. Yeah. And I think only you can bring what you bring. Only we can bring what we bring. And we just need each other. But for us, I think this morning's making me feel quite emotional, because I don't think we've realised quite how much we needed that, really. And we've got so many people who are just wonderful, so encouraging, but to be able to just share the load a bit. And I know there's people, I'm looking around the room and looking at people and just going, every single person in here has shared the load at some point.
Yeah.
And I just hope that continues to happen, really, because everybody's got their own gifts, haven't they? You know, when Becky's talking on there, I listen to her and just think, I want to hear what she's got to say. She's got more to say. And I want her to have the chance to dream a little bit and to share that with us. Same with Sadie. I just, you know, you share that and I just think, great, let me just sit and follow you for a bit. And I think that's true of all of us to an extent, that we've done lots of work on picking who we are, what our gifts are, what our talents are, valuing those things. We've done things where we've sort of said,
like about discipleship, becoming who Jesus would be if he was us, with our gifts and our talents. So there's no sense this morning of, oh yes, we're more important. We're just not. We've just got a blank page again, and it feels like God's saying, yeah, just pop a few names on that alongside you, and keep dreaming, keep moving forwards.
I think sometimes as well, I've kind of become adverse to over-spiritualising anything now, because I often think that it can almost feel like a bit of a manipulative strategy at times when you super-spiritualise everything. The honest truth is, I think we were, and I'll be brutally honest, I think we were probably at a point where we were thinking, I don't know how long we can just keep carrying this on our own. And I just did not want to get to the point where we just burnt out and were like, we can't do this anymore. Mm. And then just pull this whole thing from under everyone. Mm. But there was a fear in me of, oh, will people be prepared to help? Will people step up and do it? And I think the problem is, you know, we've tried to create something that's so laid back and so relaxed and so non-expectant. But in a way, that's made it quite difficult then to turn around and expect things. I think what excites me about this is the option it gives us for having a greater capacity to do other things. And I've always kind of, I know this is down the apologetic line again, but we've always been reluctant to have a busy programme of things because we don't want people to feel like their time is being demanded. But you know, there are some amazing things we could do. There's more things that we could do that create not only a better sense of community for us, but also manage to do things where we reach out to other people.